All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
What's up, guys? We are back for another Wheel Wednesday Behind the Wheel podcast. I am Luis from Koenig.
And I'm Max from Koenig.
And today, Scott's not going to be here. We actually have the reason we do this together, because it's one of those podcasts that we want to just show you our appreciation to you guys, because honestly, you guys show us so much support. You send us images, you tag us and all that stuff, and a lot of the times we in our office get to talk about it ourselves, but we never put it on a video, and this is one of those podcasts that we love to do that, just to show our appreciation, show the dope cars that show up on our wheels, and it's just awesome to us, right?
I mean, you guys show us love, great photos, great pictures, so I figure, yeah, every now and then when we have a segment where we kind of want to have some fun on a podcast, that's what we'll do. We'll kind of go through some of our favorite pics. We get a lot of pictures from you guys on social media. By the way, that's not a complaint. Keep sending them, because you guys take great photos of your cars. But yeah, we kind of this episode we went with three choices each, I think, and mixed it up. You know, some standard rides, some non-standard stuff. But yeah, we're gonna go through. We're not gonna roast anyone necessarily, but we'll check out some rides, see what you guys think. Check out the fitments, you know. But I definitely, before we get into that, I kind of wanted to discuss a little bit about our boy Luis's Fiesta.
Well, do that, make sure to like and subscribe, because we always do that. You know, we always have to say it, because some of you guys are here.
Right?
And yeah,
and some of you guys are trying to say it like, you know, please, like, well, but if you could, go ahead. It helps us a lot. We really appreciate it.
Exactly.
But yeah.
Not only that. Last Friday, we released a piece of content. It was a Car Anatomy, another episode of a car walk around that we did with our boy and at Hyperfest live with
one.
Nick Steniford of his K24 powered S2000. That car is super dope. If you know Nick Steniford, or if you haven't get to know Nick Steniford in that video, you get to know him, because he's one of the funniest, coolest dudes that we know. Definitely go check that out. When you released that one, I was really excited
Up to now, probably my single favorite, personally, my favorite car walk around. No, not to, you know, solely anyone else's.
Yeah,
everyone's
yeah.
been great so far. But Nick Steniford's S2000, I mean, maybe I'm a little bit biased, because I was a little kid, S2000's got to be top dream car. I think that's for a lot of people. But Nick's, you know, was a really cool build, really clean. You know, not over the top. His engine build was pretty minimal, but really cool that he swapped out that K24, did the K-swap for the F-Series engine. And, yeah, we really enjoyed that. It was a great day. We did it at sunset. It was both of our first times at Hyperfest, and I got to say, we had a great time. Thank you
and
for everybody.
Won.
And Nick won in his group out of two.
Out of two people.
but he won. He took home the W.
Hey, listen, a W's a W,
yeah,
man.
A W's a W. And I was looking at some of the in-car footage from his racing, and that thing moves. He's a good driver, too.
You've
got to give him some credit. But, yeah, Hyperfest was awesome. Great.
Also, this Friday, we're going to be dropping another piece of content, which is...
It's a good one. We just filmed this one with Scott, and it's a top modifications that you will eventually regret doing to your ride. And Scott has in his history, I'm probably getting this wrong, but I think he's had over 20 different vehicles in his lifespan as a car enthusiast. And so he definitely drops a couple bits of knowledge, obviously, but a couple funny stories on some of the mods that he went with that he ended up definitely regretting.
Well, it's funny because obviously a lot of you have dealt with this. A lot of times when you have a project car, you start to think of the things that you can, like, for example, dropping weight or stuff like that. A lot of my boys have done
weight.
It. Or, a lot of my boys have done where they've taken their AC out, and all of a sudden, if you know New York, in the summer, it gets a little crazy out here. It gets really hot, and then you just have the windows open, and you're just wondering, why the heck did you do this? I wonder if that's going to show up on the video, but we'll see.
No, thanks.
Make sure to tune in on Friday. We're going to be dropping that.
Do you have any mods that you've done in your past that you regret?
Nothing that I regret, honestly.
Nothing that you regret.
Nothing really that I regret. I've never had a project car where I'm literally trying to remove stuff for racing purposes or anything like that. It's always just been my daily, and maybe little things here and there, but sure, nothing that I regret, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, I told you, and I told Scott earlier in the week when we were brainstorming this topic, is that my mod that I regret, that I'm sure a lot of you guys can agree with, is went with a really big subwoofer system, huge heavy box in the back, which at first was awesome. And when you're listening to music really loud properly, awesome. But when you're driving and you start living with that thing, you can feel the extra weight in the back, and you can feel it in on your wallet when you're at the pump and a lot of different other places. So I ended up taking that out, and I remember when I sold that car, one of the guys that was, like, inspecting it ripped open – he was looking at the wiring and was like, did you wire this yourself? I was 17 at the time, so I did. That was a regret. But one of the mods I ended up regretting for sure. But I think the ones that we compiled in this week's top five based on Scott's knowledge, so they're a little more sensible. But it's a good episode. And so that drops Friday. Definitely check it out. It'll be on our YouTube. Definitely make sure you subscribe to the YouTube as well, because we just did another giveaway. We do a lot of giveaways. Since in my earlier months here, we were saying that we do giveaways, and I actually questioned it. I was like, how do we really? But in the last 4 weeks, I'd say we've done at least 3 or 4 giveaways.
Yeah, yeah.
So make sure you subscribe to YouTube, because we do that on purpose, YouTube only. We're trying to, up our distribution a little bit. So you're not going to find it on Instagram, but check us out on YouTube. We spruce in little giveaways here and there. Make sure you subscribe, enter, and get yourself a free set of wheels, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Your choice, too.
We'll get into it. Max wanted to talk about my Ford Fiesta that I have. It's my daily, so it's not an ST, it's an SE. And the reason why we're even having this conversation is because I am aiming to, make it a little bit more funky, make it nicer, something that I could roll on. But at the end of the day, if you look at it, you're like, ooh.
Luis wants something that looks good, feels good, but isn't over the top.
So yeah, I mean, it's my daily car, yeah, so that. I'm not sitting there trying to do under the engine,
right.
I mean, under the hood modifications as of right now. But I'm starting with, as you guys already know, and you've probably seen through our stories, if you're here, you probably have seen what I'm talking about, what exactly I want to put on my car. I was going to do some hypergrams, might still do some hypergrams, but with our new wheels, luckily because of the car, I think vaguely, Scott kind of implemented some sizes that I could work with the heliogram, I might put the silver heliograms on there. What is it?
Titanium metallic
heliograms that all those new wheels and specs are on our website right now. Go check it out.
Forewarning, his car body is silver, so it would be silver on silver. I think it's going to look really good. And not only that, but if you go with that route, this guy might have the first car in the world with heliograms installed on them. And I don't. I'll keep tight-lipped.
Yeah,
on that.
Yep.
I don't want to give.
Well, actually, our boy in Canada, what's his name? Now it's gonna keep
that boy in Canada. You got some hyper. You got some titanium metallic craze. We like it. Have you definitely decided on that heliogram, or no thought for the neoform at all?
Because
neoform.
James Houghton,
nice.
Put the 1812s on his build.
On the Civic?
I don't think it's the – is it the Civic? No. He has a new car.
By the way, you guys were talking about
not him.
Our three new wheels that we released.
He has a TSX.
The TSX. TSX.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. He put the new – because he basically – a lot of that size came from – his suggestions, because of his class and whatnot, and he needed something in that size. So, obviously, it was something that we wanted to build for the car enthusiasts and the.
Do you know what the wheel specs are off the top of your head?
It's 1812. I think I don't even know what the offset is, off the top of my head.
Probably front wheel drive.
Yeah.
Nice. For those of you guys that don't know, we're actually talking about our new wheels that we released at Hyperfest, and we've been kind of peppering on social media here and there. So definitely check it out. We did a podcast a week ago, going over the new wheel lineup. We've got the Heliogram, the Neoform, and the Diverge.
Yep.
So check those out. Come in all different finishes, sizes. And they look really good. We got a lot of really good feedback at Hyperfest. Personally, my favorite is the Heliogram. I think he probably agrees because that's what he wants to put on his car. But I was shocked. We had a lot of people that chose the Neoform. So it's all subjective. Definitely check them out. They're on our website now. They will be for sale soon. But yeah, check it out. Let us know what you think on social media, the new wheels. We're going to be doing a new wheel giveaway coming up soon. So definitely, you know, stay tuned. But yeah, I'm thinking let's talk about some Fiesta ideas, because I basically, what I did before this podcast, I went around, sourced some inspiration of other Fiestas that run our wheels, but all different types of Koenig wheels. So I wanted to kind of give Luis some visuals of what his possible build could look like. And the couple selections that I chose here are guys that are in his same mindset. They didn't go too over the top. It's definitely a daily driver. It looks great, but I think the performance mods, I'm going to leave out of that completely. We'll just go over wheel and tire setup. So this first guy I wanted to pull, I'm also not going to mention any names here. I'm just going to go over the builds and the wheel and tire setup. The suspension setup.
So this car is actually an ST.
A lot of these are ST.
But these will work. This is 4108. This is 16.8 decagrams in gloss bronze that honestly I would want to go with. I probably will go with as well.
I love it.
But with the silver that I have, that's probably a good look. But the thing is like I said, you know, I'm a very classic guy. That's the reason why I kind of want to go with silver. I think it just looks good for me. So that's the reason why I'm kind of aiming with the heliograms. But this doesn't look bad at all. Like with that finish.
Look at the fitment.
And the decagrams and the fitment.
I love that he's got it on BC Racing coilovers. Yep. So it's got a nice stance to it. I love how the wheels just perfectly fill out those wheel arches. Like just, that's literally.
No. That's a good look for sure.
That is perfect. I love the little details as well. I love the little front lip body kit that he's running. I love the window sill wind blockers on the top there, the rain guards.
Yeah.
Love that. Love that he's got the sunroof open, tinted or slanted open like that. Great photo.
Agreed.
I wonder where that is. I wonder, it looks like LA maybe. Not
it
sure.
It does look like LA actually. But it does look like, it looks like a Runyon Canyon.
Oh, it looks beautiful. I don't know. I included in our top five mods that you'll regret up badging. But I don't know. You might want to put an ST. No, don't put an ST on your Fiesta.
But yeah, I think, you know, it's a great look. And the decagram is beautiful. I'm a big fan of the decagram. But even with that, like, you know, he had coilovers. I'm thinking of even going as you know, just putting some lowering springs, something to kind of fill the space but not to go too overboard. And that's about it, man. I don't know.
We've got a couple examples in here in coilovers, couple in lowering springs. So
yeah,
just to give you an idea. So here's our number two example. Also decagram 16x8 on Megan Racing coilovers. But, man, it's just something about – you know what it is? I'm starting to think it's just Fiestas, but a Fiesta with a nice fitment and some I think it looks like it's 16x8 is probably the perfect fitment. But, man, I mean
– No, it looks good for sure.
I love it. What is that, 4x100 or 4x108 you said?
4x108.
4x108.
Yeah, the offset's 4x108.
I love
even
the painted brake calipers.
Sure.
Do you know what kind of brakes come on your stock S?
I don't off the top. No, I don't actually.
It's not like a big brake kit.
No, not at all. No.
I wonder, is it similar to this guy's, or this guy's calipers are pretty big compared to yours?
I'm not sure.
Looks pretty good.
Sure, yeah.
Love that front splitter. Might be a little much for what you're looking for, but pretty nice.
Yeah.
Do you have a lower fog lights like that?
I don't know.
We might have to aftermarket that mod. I don't know. okay. Yeah. Oh. Okay. Yeah.
So this is my favorite one. Yeah. This is the size that everyone is suggesting for me to go with is 17.8.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good look. I mean, like I said, I mean, it's depending to me honestly. It's between the hypergrams and the new heliograms that I'm going to go with. Obviously, the hypergrams come in the matte gray for me, and the same thing with the heliograms. I have the options of both, so yeah, I'm excited. I'm not sure what I'm gonna go with yet, but I think I'm most likely gonna go with either one once we do, and we do the, you know, this is something that we're probably gonna film and you guys will see the process of.
100%.
And nothing crazy, like I said, it's nothing that I want to do crazy. Maybe as I do that first, you know, I'll get the itch. As you guys know, it happens. You know, you start with one, then you end up modifying the rest of it.
I don't know if you guys can tell. But me and Scott are trying to push Luis to go a little bit bigger and crazier, but Luis wants to keep it conservative and reserved, which we totally understand.
Yeah. I mean, goal is to eventually, maybe down the line, get another project car and do something with that project car. But for this, this is my A to B. You know, I'm not going to – I don't think I'm going to go crazy.
I wanted to mention on this one specifically, this guy doesn't actually have any suspension mods.
Yeah.
But it looks lower because he's got this lip kit.
Yep,
you see that?
Yep, yep.
I love this. If you just look at the entire build in general, the wheels look great. The air, I guess you could say aero, this lip kit on the sides and the front looks great. I don't know if that's an aftermarket headlight or not. Clean, simple. This is when I saw this picture, I thought this is Luis's ideal build right here.
Yeah,
I
that mean, looks right? good.
That's I yeah. love it. Yeah, nice, nice fitment, nice color. Is that looks like he's got a lip, some kind of a diffuser on the back as well.
I don't know.
I love it. I can't wait to see what you do with yours. And then we've got this one.
This is the lockouts
and lowering springs. So H&R lowering springs.
Yeah. So that's what's available for me is the H&R lowering springs, which I'm probably going to end up doing myself, and I'll probably look something similar to this. You know,
looks
so
good.
You know, I'm not. You know, no diss to this car. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, it'll probably end up looking a little bit like this, except mine is silver. That's the reason why I got the silver. I'm not into the dark car.
Are you dead set on the silver wheels? Or
I don't know. I don't know yet. I got to, you know, that's the cool thing about doing what I do and being a graphic designer, that I can kind of create it and look at it before I even do it.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Or mount
Photoshop.
So I'll probably end up photoshopping and see how it looks, you know?
All right. So cool. That's kind of the couple examples. I just kind of wanted to see. Maybe it helps Luis push him over the edge, because I always know that, like, so we both are, he's the graphic designer, I'm the video editor, but with anything creative, seeing inspiration definitely helps you make a buying decision, I think.
Yeah.
And seeing these cars, I mean, if I had a Fiesta, I would be next after this podcast. I'd be on the online H&R lowering springs. Yeah. You know, like what we're seeing here.
All right, so let's get to the meat and potatoes here.
Right.
This is, you know, like I said before, this episode is mainly to – it's called Review Your Rides, but honestly, it's really just our appreciation for you guys. It's kind of just showing – we picked three of our favorite builds that you guys have sent to us, and we're just going to display them and show them and see, you know, show – basically.
I can't wait to see what you
picked. So yeah. I think we're going to do like – you want to show
– Yeah, you do one, I'll do one, you do one,
that
I'll
sounds
do one.
Good.
Yeah, we'll just run through these.
So this one is actually – which the Instagram handle tells you it all. It's called Get Slammered.
Get Slammered. Love it.
So this is a 2021 Model 3.
Did you pick that for me? Because you know I love Teslas.
Well, honestly, the way that – first off, the color itself is just
that color. That's
that yellow.
Be a wrap or
I mean,
something, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know if Tesla even offers that. But, you know, how he did it, you know, he has 1910 25 offset countergrams in the hyperchrome with the mirror machine lip.
Square
honestly,
setup probably, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's a square setup. I mean, look
on,
at the look
on
at
bags.
Yep,
too.
Yep.
Which, by the way,
perfectly tucked. I mean, and that's the thing about when people do this properly. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not a big fan of air ride or you know bag or whatnot. But to me, this you know Get Slammer did it perfectly. I mean,
not only that, they're
big boy wheels. You know what I mean?
Tucked in there. That's beautiful. Oh man, that just leave that picture up.
Yeah.
Look at that is truly Get Slammered. I don't think you could slam that anymore. I actually don't think I've ever seen a Tesla quite as nice as this one in terms of bags and look at how low that
is. Yeah, man, and you know.
It looks like he's got a carbon fiber lip as well all around. That's gorgeous.
Oh,
yeah,
it does.
Is carbon fiber.
Yep.
Wow. Man, but see, okay, here's my thing is like practicality-wise, livability-wise. I would think that as an air with bags, you're literally only that low when you're stationary.
Exactly.
Parked, right? It's for looks, right? But my question is
Look at how low it is.
I think we need to – one of these podcasts, we're going to have like doubt in here, and we're going to have to talk specifically about what it's like to live on bags. Because this guy, it makes me curious. Like I want to put my next car on bags. But at the same time, there's a part of me in the back of my head that's like, you're going to regret that eventually. Right?
Yeah.
You're going to regret that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that's the reason why. Like I said, if it's for me, my daily, I gotta be able to drive.
My balls aren't big enough to make a decision quite bold enough for bags. Yeah. But
I don't know. It's 2021 Tesla Model 3. This
looks great.
You know, looks good though. But yeah, all right. So let's go to one of Max's. Go ahead.
All right, so I want to go with another one on bags. Keep it baggy.
I remember. So, this is Ghost RC. Yeah, man.
Man, okay.
This is that RC350, man.
I love it. I mean, these newer Lexuses, like the RC350, the ISF, even the LFA is like a supercar, but man, Lexus is just knocking it out of the park. So we got these are 20-inch ampliforms, 20 by 9.5 plus 35, square setup all the way around. It's freaking gorgeous. I did some research on this guy. Stalked his Instagram a little bit because I need the wheel specs. And so I saw that he actually has the 5.5-liter V8 version instead of the 3.5 V6. Attaboy.
Nice. No, it looks good, man.
Oh, man. I love the white paint job, the ampliform, the tuck.
Ooh. That's the ampliform and dark metallic graphite.
You know, it's actually very similar body kit. Yeah. So the one we just saw on the Tesla. Very similar.
Yeah.
Very similar. But yeah, I love that. Great lines. Yeah,
look
great
at that.
Photos. Ghost RC.
So and that's the thing I love about, like, you know, and this is not to toot our own horn here, but you know, obviously a lot of, you know, our target market is motorsports, performance based and stuff like that. But a lot of the times when you see guys like Ghost RC over here, Ghost with a zero, RC, kind of be able to do that with the ampliforms. And obviously, we offer different sizes, different, variations as wheels of wheels and stuff like that. I love to see these type of cars because at the end of the day, it shows our variety when it comes to our brand.
You know what I think is
– toot, toot.
Toot that horn all you want, because at the end of the day, I mean, and just in my time working here, I don't think I've ever seen the same car and the same – with the same wheel and tire package set up more than once.
Yeah.
Like, I think the possibilities these days in terms of modifying your car, wheels, tires, suspension, everything else, endless possibilities.
Yeah,
that
agreed.
The amount of variations that are possible out there is literally infinite.
Yeah.
So this guy, Ghost RC,
I think he did
park.
It with good taste, too. Not that dark metallic graphite looks beautiful
on
with
white.
That white.
It almost matches the dark metallic graphite.
It really does.
It matches the carbon
fiber.
It's
like a gun metal.
Well.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. It looks really good. But
yeah, for
also,
sure.
Shout out to the photographer, Endless Visuals. Great photos, guy.
Nice, man.
Really nice. All right, give me one of yours now.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, give me the one that you showed. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So this MR2. You know, this is actually Eddie MR2 with a Y on Instagram. He has been sending us images for at least 3 years now. And I love this car just because first off, it's a 1986 Toyota MR2. I'm telling you, it's very rare to see these cars. It comes with the fitment. It's a squared fitment all around. It's 15.8, 25 offset in the gloss bronze. And
I've never even seen that car before. I mean, I've seen MR2.
I've never seen it in person,
this
at least.
Generation,
you know, and
MR2.
Yeah. And it's just one of those cars that, honestly, I mean, look at the fitment.
Look
it's perfect
the
for the car.
You know what you notice about this car? There's not many curved angles. There's not much curvature. It's all very angular.
Well, and I think
it's very,
very it's,
cool.
It's very like nostalgic to the 80s era. You know,
sure,
at that time, they created a lot of cars like this. It's non-existent at this point. You know what I mean?
Kind of looks like a transformer.
For sure, man. And honestly, like, you know, I was just talking to him earlier today, and I was just telling him how much I admire the car. It's one of the cars that I would want for myself. But honestly, to even find this car now, probably upwards in the, you know, 20,000s.
You know
what I mean?
My question
because of the bubble.
So normally MR2s are rear engine, and this looks like it's probably a rear engine because of these vents.
I think it is. Yeah.
Look at how big the front is then. If that's the case, does that front – is that a frunk? You know, because if that is, then that is a big storage space. I'm just looking at the side profile, and it looks like it's definitely a rear engine because you have – well, it's an MR2, and you also have the side air vents. It looks like intakes on the sides there by the passenger door. But, yeah, that front end is – big. It raises a lot of questions. Plus, it also looks like pop-up headlights. Yeah, pop-up headlights. That's a beautiful one. I'd be so curious to ask him how many miles you got on that 86 MR2.
Yeah.
Over, under 200K? What do you think?
Yeah, I gotta ask him questions, you know, because I really haven't gone into details as far as, like, you know, if he's done any mods or anything like that or what exactly. But point, the reason why I have it up here is because, honestly, the car is – I've always been an admirer of this car. It's one of my favorite cars. And yeah, man, let me look at this thing. You know, go check them out at Eddie with a Y MR2 for sure, man.
I've got questions like, what kind of engine you got in there? I love that. I'm curious about this black. It's not mud flap, but toward the rear wheel body panel. Is that is that OE? It looks cool. I like it.
Yeah,
it looks really neat. But Eddie MR2, beautiful. I'm jealous. I think Luis is jealous as well.
Yeah.
All right. So next one. Okay. All right. So I got a special one for him. So I personally love a good Mustang. I'm like right now. So the guys know I'm hunting around, looking around for used cars again. And I came into Scott's office the other day and asked, what do you think of like a 2004 Mustang GT? Which I just like for the last couple of years, that's like been the car that the next car I want to get. And so I was looking around, inspiration, looking for today's podcast, and this 6th-gen Mustang just stood out by G20 Leo. Just look at the, not, I mean, obviously the photos are incredible, but look at the build. Look at how clean it is. I love the D-badging on the front. It looks like he's running some kind of a front aftermarket bumper kit because I was looking at other 6th-gens, the S550. It doesn't look OE, but I love it. It looks... the angles, the bottom intakes, it just looks great.
Yeah.
He's got it on countergrams.
They're staggered. It's a staggered setup, yep.
I've got his setup here. It's actually not staggered. It's square, and it's 18 by 8 all the way around.
It can't be square because this is a different profile than the back
good
one.
Good point. So he's probably got A.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But looks great. Let's see. BC Racing coilovers again. But, yeah, S550 chassis code.
Looks good.
I love it.
It's literally
the perfect build in my perfect Mustang build in my opinion.
I
not
agree,
over
man.
The top.
And that's the thing about the you know, obviously
the 5-liter V8 in there.
And to me, the Countergram, you know, is one of the most slept on wheels for sure because the finish goes. It just goes with everything, you know. Mm-hmm. It gets, you know, but at the end of the day, I feel like it gets overshadowed by like the Hypergram and stuff like that. But I think, to me specifically, you know. The Countergram is my favorite wheel, especially that Hyperchrome, because honestly, it's just, you know, it's one of those kind of almost at the hot boy level, you know what I mean? But with taste.
I've got a quick question for you before we move on to the next car. Is that do you feel that in – because you've been working in the wheel industry for a few years now, right? Seven, something like that?
Yeah.
Do you feel that Chrome is making a comeback?
Honestly, it really, you know, when it comes to to wheels and trends and stuff like that, it's really just depends on the person. There's so many, like Scott says all the time, there's so many flavors, you know, and honestly, each individual is different, you know. Yeah, of course, Chrome is out there and doing its thing, but I think also you could say the same thing about white wheels, you know, but you could also say the same thing about red wheels. Sometimes you end up seeing it's just really dependent on the market and
well,
the
I mean,
people
like,
out there.
Well, I mean, trends-wise, you know? I think I just speak for myself then because I used to not be a fan of Chrome at all. But
really?
I'm looking at this Mustang and I'm saying, damn, loving it. Oh, man.
I think it's a good looking one for sure.
G20 Leo, man.
Good stuff, bro.
Love it. All right.
So, and now we're up to Max's last pick.
This is his last pick. So I chose this one specifically because, like, I know that we – up to now we normally do street builds, but this track build by – what is it? Track Spec Performance?
Track Spec Auto Sports. Yeah, I remember this one specifically just because, I mean, we rarely get to see Lotuses on Koenigs. Mm. And when we do, obviously it's a very rare car itself in general, so because we don't really see a lot of them in the U.S. and whatnot. So – I was excited when the gentleman sent me this picture and I saw them on Koenig Hexaforms. It was really fun to me to see it. Also, the finish is just the car's finish. I mean, the wrap that it has on it is gorgeous, livery. Man. That livery is beautiful.
It's got a nice, like, glossy matte kind of finish to it. Really nice. I wrote down his wheel specs because they're really unique, actually. Yeah. Wheel specs in the front, he's running 15 by 8 plus 35 on these Koenig Hexaforms. 15x8 plus 35 on the front, and then 17x9 plus 45 on the rear.
Super staggered.
Also notable that he switched out the engine, so he did a K-swap. He's got a K24A in there. Really nice. Looks like it hasn't even been touched. Looks like it just got delivered from Engine Depot or something.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It's one of those things that that if you watch the last video that we put up with Nick Staniford, he mentioned that he also did a K-swap.
That's right. Yeah.
And the reason why he did it is because it's one of those engines that is really inexpensive. It does the work. It's great on performances. So obviously the Elise did the same thing.
Well, did you know that
– not the Elise, Exige.
Right, the Exige. You could pick up – so when we went spoke to Nick Staniford about his S2000 walk around, he told us that he can – if he blows up his motor, he could pick up a new K-series engine for like $900. And to me, I had no idea that $900, really? Okay, geez. And he's tracking this car? Because when you were there, I think you remember the first thing that I asked him was, how come you put a K-series engine in the S2000 instead of the F-series engine? Because the F-series engine for the S2000 is, like, legendary. But, yeah, no, he was all about, you know, you blow up that F-series motor, and that's big money, big money, right? So K-series engine, when you're tracking it, is the way to go. And actually, just looking at this picture of his engine, I would love to ask this guy, this TrackSpec Autosports, is that the new Honda Crate Motor K-Series engine? Because I know that they're selling them as a Crate Motor now, specifically for track builds. So I see that photo, and that's the kind of the first question that comes to mind, because it's so new-looking and brand new. But, man, the fitment, the livery, the aero, the everything, the photos... All around, really nice build by TrackSpec. Love it.
Yeah, so and not only that, shout out to the photographer, Martin what is it?
Job.
De La Buena or something like that?
No,
Martin Buena Dia.
Yeah, there you go.
In Spanish, it means great Martin photos. Good Day. But yeah, man, great photos. Yeah, and yeah, man, it's, you know, it's beautiful. Definitely a dope car.
With
and
the red,
and yeah,
the red accent. It's just, yeah, all around
good nice. Stuff, man. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it's built for the track, but it's also a gorgeous car to look at, and that to me is
plus
a plus.
It's rare.
For sure.
I mean, when do you see a Lotus? I mean, you know, a funny question is when you said Lotuses earlier, I thought, is it Lotuses or is it Lodi? like octopus, octopi? Like, what's the plural of Lotus? I think he's probably right. It's probably Lotuses. But, yeah, Lotus Elites or Lotus Exige by TrackSpec. Beautiful build.
All right, and thank you guys so much. Hopefully you guys, if you made it to this episode, we're grateful for you.
You made it here.
Yeah, you made it.
Hello.
And,
thanks for joining us.
If you like the episodes like this, make sure to let us know in the comments below, because we love doing these type of things. At the end of the day, we make these episodes for you specifically because we are fans of you guys as much as you may be fans of us. So that's the reason why we did it, because we appreciate you guys, right?
We just love cars, too. And when you guys send us really nice photos of your cars to be featured and we get to see different builds with different wheels, it's just, I mean, I can't believe that this is what we do for a living. But at the same time, not trying to put it in your face at all that we work for Koenig in cars. It's pretty fun, but it's a lot of fun seeing what you guys produce and the creativity that you guys put into your builds. And yeah, speaking for Luis, I know he's talking about his Fiesta. Definitely pulls a lot of inspiration from a lot of these photos. So
Agreed.
Keep sending them in. We really appreciate it. And yeah, we'll definitely see you guys on the next segment of this episode. I'm not
that's
sure when
right.
that's going to be, but eventually.
So make sure you tune in every Wednesday. We're here live talking to you guys. Not only that, Scott goes live an hour right before this, answering all the questions that you guys want to ask us, because sometimes we can't get to them on the DM or email and all that. So we like to do a live segment where we get to answer those in real time.
How's that song go? That rap song? It go down in the DM. It go down in the DM. So
yeah.
It's going down the DM. Get in our DMs.
All right. And also tune in on Friday, where we're going to have a new piece of content coming out every Friday. And yeah, thank you guys so much. We appreciate you. We'll see you soon. Peace out.
Have a good week. Thanks, guys.